Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with the Ministry of Communities and the following sponsors.
Succeed with ease. Come to Republic Bank for your back-to-school needs. Get a loan for tuition, computers, books, and more. Plus, get a chance to win cash prizes. With reasonable payments, low or no down payment, and speedy turnaround, Republic Bank is the bank for a loan that's easy, quick, and so affordable. Make your dreams happen with a back-to-school loan from Republic Bank today. Conditions apply.
Republic Bank, we're the one for you.
All humans are entrepreneurs. It is coded in our human DNA. And that's why the Small Business Bureau is here to make what's natural a reality, with services tailored to meet the needs of startups or existing businesses, like access to finance, business training, business resource center, business coaching, and many others. Visit the Small Business Bureau, promoting entrepreneurship. Lot 1, La Penitence, Georgetown. Telephone 226-8120.
The Gal Lottery Company's $1,000 instant tickets have so much to offer. Available at any of our 250 agents countrywide. Just try your luck. You could win a top prize of $2.5 million. And other prizes ranging from $1,000 to $250,000. It's so easy to play. It's even easier to win, as each ticket offers multiple play areas. There are $70 million prizes to be won in the games. So get your $1,000 tickets today. And remember, a ticket a day can make you rich today.
Everyone's favorite place in the home is the kitchen. And in every kitchen, you will find Champion Chowmin. So Edward B. Bihari & Company Limited has made it easy. Champion Chowmin seasoning has been carefully blended with the right mix of spices to help you get the perfect flavor of homemade magic. Champion Chowmin seasoning is Guyana's favorite seasoning to bring family and friends together.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from Spats Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, Spats will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. Spats Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's Spats Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
In our last episode, it was Father's Day and Unique and Aubrey spent some wonderful time together. He felt confident that she would be elected as a counselor and said he was considering returning home to be with her, Rhonda, and Jamari. Anil and Mala visited Bibi and Sunny, and Mala assisted Bibi to prepare the meal. She told Mala that she was happy once Anil was happy and would learn to accept their marriage. Right now, Dinah, Rhonda, and Aubrey are chatting.
The voice of Guyana.
Abby and Rhonda, you have picked a date yet for this wedding ceremony?
We're thinking sometime in December, Mommy.
Yes. I will be able to get 3 weeks off in December.
Mm-hmm. Like Boxing Day.
Yeah, we could do though.
Yeah, and no enough rain does fall in December, right?
We having a small indoor wedding, so that shouldn't be a problem.
Small? How this wedding gonna be small?
Mommy, me and Aubrey don't decide. We want nothing too big. We done married already anyway. This is just to give family and friends a chance to celebrate with we.
No, but you all got to realize that you got plenty family all over this country and we have to invite all of them.
They're going
to
help pay for it?
I'll be working all these years in America, you mean you ain't got a saving?
Miss Dino, not because you're living abroad, me you got a whole lot of money in the bank, you know.
Well, it's best you all don't do nothing because you all can't have a wedding ceremony and not invite all y'all family.
I don't have a problem with them.
But I do. All these years I wait for walk down the aisle.
I know, babes.
I want a proper wedding. And me train must be 14 foot long. Plus, I want 12 bridesmaids.
Wonderful.
Wait, man. Like y'all want this wedding bankrupt me? Randall, we gonna still have to live after the wedding, you know. We got your married to mine, and I still got rent and bills when I get back to America.
But this is me special day, Aubrey. And you won't got to find all the money.
Yes, we got family could help. If we doing it big, let we do it big.
Y'all two don't give me a headache. Look, I need to go start packing.
Like you want to run back to America soon as we start planning this wedding?
The flight is in 2 days. But like y'all two want, run me mad before I leave.
Cecil, where are you going? You're not tired gallivanting around Morundai?
Lucille, I will not give you the satisfaction by responding to that question.
You see, when you get sick, I will not be the one to take care of you.
Aren't you tired of your vitriol? Is that how you intend to die?
I assure you that I will bury you, Cecil Carter.
We will see.
All I'm showing is concern for you. You're an elderly man, and every day you're running all over this village.
I'm a village councillor, Lucille. One of my roles is to be a community leader.
You use that as an excuse to be out of this house.
Why would I want to stay in a house with a person who frets all day? Goodness, the older you get, the worse you become.
It takes two. Look at the fingers pointing back to you, Cecil.
I must neglect my duty as a councillor to soothe you. I was elected to represent the views of the people. It means I have to go out there and talk to them.
I wonder how many of them will be present at your funeral. Because that's exactly what you're going to do. Kill yourself.
Lucille!
You heard me.
Aren't you tired? Why do we continue to do this over and over again?
Because you don't respect me, Cecil. All these years I have dedicated my life to you and this is my reward.
All these years I have dedicated my life to you and this is my reward. A nagging, miserable woman who does not see her fault.
Wow. Tell me how you really feel.
I'm not doing this today with you, Lucille. I am going to meet James to hear the concerns of members of the community. Enjoy the rest of the
day. Cecil!
Then and streaming on ncnguyana.com.
Mommy, be serious now. I just want a small wedding ceremony with a few close relatives and friends.
You for real?
Of course. It didn't make sense spending a whole set of money and people can still talk that you don't look good and your food ain't eat good at all though.
Well, all right. If this way you want, I can make a list of people who must get invited though.
All right.
But I still thinking about it. There's no way this wedding could be small. We got plenty family.
Well, you know what?
What?
It's best me and Aubrey go to Barbados or somewhere else and forget about ceremony. We never had a honeymoon, so we could do that instead.
Rhonda, don't it make sense?
It makes sense, yes. Because twist it or turn it. If we keep the ceremony here, it look like we can have to invite plenty people. And the money could put up for Jamari education.
Well, you ain't wrong. Jamari Aubrey Hurdley deserves the best of everything.
Why you have to call me some name like that, mommy?
I just want to hear how it sung.
Oh gosh, not this debate again. We done name him. And when he start going to school, nobody ain't gonna know his middle names.
Them teachers gonna know.
Look, we can cross the bridge when we get it. Right now we talking about wedding ceremony.
Look, y'all could have y'all big wedding ceremony if you want. But just know, I have a fixed amount I could put towards it.
Babes, I was just joking earlier.
You were?
I just want us to have a nice small little ceremony with a few family and close friends. No long train and none of them bridesmaids.
Well, all right.
But we might got to do it in Barbados.
Mr. Carter, you notice it's the same complaint these residents have every time you walk around this village.
Yes, James. But the good thing is that they can't say we don't listen to them.
We need more economic development. Too many people are still saying they need jobs.
I agree. Is there anything we can do before the council changes?
Yeah, we'll have to discuss. I see no reason why most of the councillors who decide to run again won't be re-elected.
Well, some are not running again.
Which is not a bad thing. Give others a chance.
I agree.
Well, some people being off the village council would be for the best.
True.
I was wondering if I should run again.
But you were so sure you would.
Yes, but then...
Something happened?
Mr. Carter, There is something I need to confide in you.
Okay.
I hope you won't be upset with me.
I'm listening.
The major reason I'm reconsidering contesting is because of another counselor.
Who?
I need your advice.
What is it, James?
One of the female counselors. Something inappropriate happened.
What?
And now I need to tell June.
Randy, you know, that might not be a bad idea.
Y'all seriously want this wedding ceremony to be in Barbados?
Or on some other island?
Yes.
When everybody got to buy plane ticket and book hotel, you ain't think it gonna end up costing more?
Look, we gonna have to make a decision quick. All I know is that we ain't spending a fortune.
Well, I staying out. It's y'all wedding, so y'all got to do what y'all happy with.
I'm sure Eunice gonna have something to say about
Eunice
it.
Eunice gonna start studying she and Kevin wedding.
Which reminds me, as father of the bride, I gonna have to spend money there again.
Hey, father.
Why y'all don't just do a little lunch or dinner with family and everybody happy?
No, man. I want a proper wedding ceremony, but cheap.
Well, good luck. I out.
What we gonna do, babes?
Look, we just got a few months to figure it out. All I know is that we not spending a whole set of money.
But we even have to do this? I mean, at the end of the day, we already legally married.
Yeah, but we didn't have a wedding, Aubrey. I want a wedding.
All right.
Let me just think about it.
You kiss Catalina and then lied to June about it? James, this is the kind of thing that ends marriages. And you and June have been down that road before.
But that's why I want to come clean with her.
You need to do so now.
I know.
Cecile, you're not coming up.
Lucille, can't you see I'm talking to James?
Hi, Mrs. Carter.
Cecile, I cooked. The food is getting cold.
I didn't ask you to cook for me.
Cecile.
Look, I'm going to go now.
Tell June. Today.
I will.
Cecile, you're coming?
Can't you see me coming up? Why must you be such a bother?
I was worried about you being out there walking around in this hot sun.
You need not worry.
Cecile.
What is it, Lucille?
I'm tired of us living like this.
You created this.
Please, can't we try?
Try what? You've made it impossible to live with you.
I'm sorry. Cecile, can't we try? I really miss my husband. I don't want our last days to be like this. Oh, please, please, Cecile. Let's make up. Oh.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Did you know that you are entitled to quality health care, regardless of your age, race, nationality, religion, gender identity, sexual orientation, or lifestyle? As a patient, you are to be served with courtesy, dignity, and compassion, and receive information about your health and treatment. Unless required, your medical record should remain confidential. Artisan Direct Support and Rainbow House have provided psychosocial support in Region 4 for the past 25 years and remain committed to having you actively participate in decisions regarding your health. You also have a responsibility to be truthful about your health status, remain respectful to those who are working hard to help you, and comply with your treatment. For more about your patient's rights and responsibilities, contact Artisan Direct Support on 225-5112 or visit them at 156 Alexander Street, Kitty, or Rainbow House on 225-3119 or the David Rose Center, Westfront Road. Your health is yours. Handle with care.
Try composting and help to reduce waste. Compost is highly nutrient-rich and suitable for use in your garden. You can have a compost heap or bin in your backyard to throw your fruits and vegetable peels, eggshells, and tea bags. This ultimately helps to reduce the amount of waste reaching the landfill. Together, we can pick it up, Guyana.
Murundoy came to you in association with the Ministry of Communities, Republic Bank Limited, Edward B.B. Harry & Company Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, Spads Incorporated, and the Small Business Bureau.